This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1743. Are you a cautious conversationalist? Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Today, learn about one very common formal phrase in English you may be hearing a lot these days, plus reflect on your level of cautiousness in life.
Hey, Michelle, how's it going today? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Getting my liver a little cold, but I'm okay. How are you?
Oh, I'm feeling well. I'm feeling good. I want to do a special shout out to one of our super listeners. So this listener, her name is Jo. She has joined our business English course. She's actually been interviewed on our YouTube channel for her success in our business English course. And I want to shout out to her today because she has listened to every single episode of All Ears English.
Every episode. Michelle,
can you imagine that? I mean, that is dedication. That is the best.
Oh my gosh, Joe, thank you so much for listening. I hope that it's been helpful. I would think if you're listening to everyone, you keep going because you like it. So
absolutely.
Thank you so much for being a fan of All Ears English, for listening. That is a real commitment there. And we really, really appreciate
it. We appreciate you, Joe. That's awesome. Guys, if there's anyone else who has listened to every single episode of All Ears English, send me an email to lindsay@allearsenglish.com and we'll shout out your name on the show. Okay, Michelle. So what are we getting into today? We're talking about caution and being careful, right?
Yes. Okay. We're going to talk about this expression that I hear a lot, especially lately.
Okay.
So we're going to really go into this today. Lindsay, what is this expression?
Okay. The phrase is kind of has a lot of prepositions in it, let's say. So so bear with us here, guys. Here's the phrase. Out of an abundance of caution. Out of an abundance of caution. Ugh. What does it mean?
Well, I mean, let's kind of take it apart a little bit. Abundance is like a lot, right?
Yes. Yes. And caution is being careful.
To be careful.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So it's like we're doing something to be extra careful, basically.
Yes, we're doing this. Now, usually this is how people start the phrase. So out of an abundance of caution, we're going to cancel school today because they say that there's going to be an ice storm, right? Something like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's usually before something happens. It's like you're doing something to be careful of something that may happen, may not happen. We don't know, but we're making this decision to be extra careful, a little overcautious.
Overcautious. Yeah. Would you say that you're a cautious person, Michelle, or
pretty cautious? Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty cautious.
Mm-hmm. I would say I'm pretty cautious, especially with the global health crisis. I've been pretty cautious.
Pretty cautious. Yeah. 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 I'd say I'm pretty cautious. When I ski, I'm pretty cautious just because I've hit a tree before on skis and I know how that feels. I try to ski in control all the time, not out of control. You do see like little kids just bombing down the mountain out of control. They don't know how to stop. I do not want to be anywhere near them.
Yeah, you have to avoid them.
Yeah.
Lindsay, but do you feel like you hear this a lot?
Yeah. Well, lately, especially in this 2020, 2021, 2022 era of our lives, we hear it a lot. Yeah. Workplaces closing down and sending their employees home, or schools closing. Like I said before, the weather example, if they know a big storm is coming, they might say this. The roads are going to be bad, so we don't want anyone on the roads. Yes. Those are the two scenarios that come to mind: health and weather.
Yeah, I hear about it like the most on the news. Like you might hear it on a news show talking about that kind of thing, or just like you said, like kind of like an organization, like maybe a company is closing or whatever. Those are, I feel like, the people who use it the most. Recently, actually, after I planned this episode, I was watching, there's this pediatrician that I follow a lot of her information, and she said this expression, like, it's so funny how that happens.
Weird.
You know, I planned the episode, and within a day, I heard it, and I'm like, ah! So she was talking about, yeah, health, like you said.
Yeah, and the same thing will happen to our listeners, guys. You will hear this phrase after you listen to this episode. We guarantee it. It's just because you've become aware of it and what it means and that it exists, right, Michelle? That's really why.
Yes, exactly. So we're going to talk more about it in just a second, but we want to remind you guys, go to allearsenglish.com/fluencyscore to get your fluency score. You're going to take a little quiz and then you will get your score and then you can get resources for your level, right, Lindsay?
Definitely, guys. It's a really good way to get started by knowing your level. Know what level your English is at so you know how to prepare correctly. Okay, so go to allearsenglish.com/fluencyscore. All right, Michelle. Awesome. So let's get into some more stuff here with this abundance of caution.
All right. So let's give some examples. So I mean, another thing I could hear is like, I can imagine somebody saying this to a tour group.
Yes.
Like just about what time they're leaving or something, like avoiding traffic. You're just using this to avoid a problem. Lindsay, could you do another example for us?
Yes, another example. So I'm a little lost in our notes here, Michelle.
Oh, it's right at the top. Here.
Okay. So hearing it in the news.
Out of an abundance. Here, I'll do it. Here. It's at the very top of the
okay.
next page.
Oh, here's an example. I'm ready. Here we go. Out of an abundance of caution, we will be closing the office and having everyone working from home for 3 weeks. Yeah, I'm sure almost every company wrote this in an email to their staff when they closed during the health crisis, right?
Right. Exactly. Out of an abundance of caution. Like, we don't know. Maybe we're being too cautious. We don't know, but we're just, we're going to do it right either way.
Yeah. For me, the thing that, go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead, Michelle.
No, you go.
I was going to say the example that comes to mind for me personally is I always leave for the airport really early. I don't mess around with airports and being late. Like, I've had nightmares that I wasn't packed in time and I was like throwing things into a suitcase. I do not want to have anything to do with that. So I always leave, like, I leave an extra hour on top of what we're supposed to leave, you know, like 4 hours for an international flight and 3 hours for a domestic flight. I just don't like to be late. So out of an abundance of caution, I always leave early for the airport.
That's how Dan is. And I'm fine with it, but we've had really early flights. I think our flight trip to Japan was super early.
Yes.
And I was like, we had to get there so early. Yes. And I remember I was so annoyed. I was like, this is ridiculous. Do you ever find that people who you're traveling with don't have the same view?
Luckily, people I'm traveling with are pretty much on the same page. But when we flew back from Berlin, back to the U.S., at Christmas time, we had a 6 a.m. flight. So we basically got up at 2 in the morning. I mean, you know, you get up at 2, you leave at 3. I mean, it's insane. So those early flights, they're cheap, but they're not good for your health.
No. Those are hard to take.
Yeah.
All right. So here we go. Here's another one.
Okay.
Out of an abundance of cautious, caution, we will leave at 8 a.m. because there's often traffic and we can't be late for our next destination.
Yeah.
So that could be like a tour group,
That
right?
could be a tour group for sure. So you're trying to protect the people on the tour by making sure they get, I would imagine also if you run like a tour group for older people, you want to make sure no one gets pickpocketed or anything like that. So out of an abundance of caution, let's keep our money inside a money belt, inside our shirts, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Here's another example, guys. The school said that although there was no problem, that they were closing out of an abundance of caution due to the impending storm. So guys, sometimes it goes in the middle of the phrase, right? It doesn't always have to go at the beginning. That's the key point there, right, Michelle?
Right. What does impending mean?
That's that is a good one. That will be a key vocabulary word today, guys, when it comes to the app. So that is, it means upcoming, upcoming. We know it's coming. Yeah. It's imminent.
We know it's coming.
Right?
Imminent. Right, 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 right.
Yeah.
So yeah, those are some good examples. Lindsay, is this formal? Would you actually say it? I'm curious.
If you'd like to know your English level, you can get it with our Simple Fluency Quiz. Find out if you're 50%, 65%, or 80% fluent. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score, and we'll see you there.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen, and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Lindsay, is this formal? Would you actually say it? I'm curious.
Yes, the answer is yes, Michelle. I think it's formal. I think it's like official. I think it's something that an organization says to people who are either their customers or their employees. It's not something that I would like say to my friend, hey, out of an abundance of caution. It just takes too long to say.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
That's true. It would be a little bit funny just to say it to your friend. I will say that I wrote that, and that, you know, I was thinking that it was formal, and then I did hear that pediatrician say it, and it was in an informal environment, like a little video. But I still think that, you know, she's a doctor trying to sound very formal. So I doubt that she would just say that to her husband. You know?
No. She's still on stage, right? As a professional, you know, adding to her professional body of work in a video. So absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Right, right, right. Exactly. Let's just do a little role play with this, and then we can say a more casual way to say it.
All right. Really? You want to leave at 6 a.m.?
Oh, sorry. Go up a little bit.
Oh, I did the wrong role play. I'm really off today on the notes. Okay, here we go.
No, you're fine. There's a lot of notes. All right. Why is your restaurant?
Why is your restaurant closing early?
Well, we had some inventory issues, so the boss said that we will close out of an abundance of caution until our next food shipment comes in.
Okay, yeah. So there you put it in the middle, right, Michelle? Out of an abundance of caution. So, yeah. Are you asking if go ahead.
Sorry. Well, I'm saying, like, this is, even though I'm saying it, it's still more like an official thing, right? So I would use this because it is kind of official sounding.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. That makes sense. Again, I still stand by. It's official. It's formal. It's not. We're not going to use it with our friends. So that makes sense here. Absolutely.
Right. So, I mean, I bet people are wondering, okay, well, if I'm not going to use it
with my friends, what do I say instead?
What can I say? So, Lindsay, what's a more casual way to say this?
Okay, more casual would be, just to be safe, let's leave for the airport at 2 a.m, right?
exactly. So, just to be safe. Do you say that?
Yeah, for sure. You know what else I say, actually? I also say just to be on the safe side. To be on the safe side.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
right,
a good
right. To be on the safe side.
Yeah, that's a good one for our listeners. To be on the safe side. So both are great. Both are common and very casual and natural, guys. Okay.
Exactly. So, yeah, like what you were saying earlier. Really? You want to leave at 6 a.m.?
Yeah. Let's just leave early just to be safe, right? Or just to be on the safe side could work.
Fine.
And you say, ugh.
Or the safe side.
But have you ever missed a flight, Michelle? Have you ever missed a flight?
I didn't, but I came very, very well. Oh, wait. I have. I remember I was going to Florida with my dad, and we were like running through the airport like Home Alone style.
Yeah, that's fun.
And we did make it in the end. But another one, it was like a layover. I was coming home, and I think I actually was stopped in Boston.
Okay.
And something happened where like the check-in, I checked in too late and then they just wouldn't even let me on. So yes, I have.
Okay, it has happened to you. Yeah, I love it.
Have you, or you're so cautious?
No, I've run through airports because my dad actually, maybe I shared this once. It's always with your dad. What is it? I feel like dads are sometimes just a little less prepared in the world than moms. I don't know what it is. My dad and I went to visit colleges in 1999 in Washington, D.C. We flew into Dulles and we didn't know that our flight back was out of Reagan National Airport. Oh. There are two airports in D.C., right? So we went to Dulles and then figured out that it was out of National. So we had to go to National. And then we were running and we missed it. And then we ended up rerouting to like Chicago and Atlanta and Tennessee. And then finally Boston. There was a bus involved. It was crazy.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, but it was my dad's fault. He didn't look at the tickets. Or maybe I should have looked at the tickets, right? I was a capable 18-year-old.
That's tough though when you have like, when it's such a big city that there are like two airports or two,
It doesn't happen that – it's not that common though, is it? Have you ever – like if you book a normal flight, it's not typical for them to put you into one airport and out of another, is it? Have you seen that before?
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not so. That's not so typical. Yeah. Like I know with New York it can get confusing because you got LaGuardia and JFK, Newark
is confusing too. We're going on a tangent here, but Newark, guys, if you ever taken the train, you know this, Michelle, the Jersey area, Newark has a Penn Station too, right? So if you're on the train, if you're coming up from the south, be careful. Once I almost got off in Newark, which by the way is a pretty dangerous city, on my way to New York at like 1 a.m, like got off the train, I would have just been there like kind of in trouble. So they say Newark Penn Station, and then half an hour later is New York Penn Station. So
right
anyways,
yeah, so
total tangent.
Yeah, so Newark and New York are not the same thing, so
not the same thing.
Always make sure. Yeah,
yeah.
That's a good point, Lindsay.
Anyways,
that is important.
Important.
Okay, so Lindsay, what else do we want to tell our listeners? We talked about kind of things that we might do about out of an abundance of caution.
Yeah,
you talked about planes and anything else we want to leave with our listeners with today.
Yeah, I think this would be a good chance to reflect on like how careful you guys are in the world. Like what you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, like how cautious are you? And it's kind of interesting and thinking about is that how cautious I want to be? Is it too cautious or not cautious enough? I don't know. Yeah. It's kind of interesting. I feel like we're very influenced by our family members with this about our level of cautiousness, right? Were your parents cautious?
I think my dad is pretty cautious.
Your dad is, not your mom. Okay. Interesting.
No, I mean my mom is, I think we're all pretty cautious, but okay. Like when I think of like cautious, if I were to think of which one first, my mom or my dad, I would think of my dad.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, for me it's the opposite. My mom's always been more cautious. My dad's a little more of a risk taker, I guess. So I ended up somewhere in the middle.
In the middle. Well, that's good.
Yeah, it is an aspect of our personalities. You know, how cautious are we? So take a minute, guys, to reflect on it. That's the interesting part.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Well, this was fun. Very useful phrase.
Yes.
You may not say it to your friends, but if you need to use it in business, you need to put out a memo to your employees or, you know, this would be a good one to use and you will hear it. So now you know what it means.
You will definitely hear it probably today, guys. All right. Very good. Probably. All right, Michelle, thanks for hanging out today. I'll see you on the next one very soon.
All right. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.